Son of a bitch!
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 The following is a KTCK sports presentation.
This drama contains adult language and partial nudity. Viewer discretion is advised.
By the way, I saw the Channel 8 wiener.
Isn't that great?
Unbelievable. I mean, there it was, right there.
I cannot believe it. Dale
just
Hansen.
Just wieners ahoy. You notice my wiener in my pocket?
His was not in his pocket.
Did Dale Hansen he didn't have that a pocket. Over the air?
And for a brother, not that great.
No.
Well,
I felt pretty good.
Yeah, I felt real
very
good.
Little difference between his and yours.
Maybe cold in there.
My big,
you know?
10-inch.
Not mine, though.
Your what?
Wiener.
Your field mouse.
Mm-hmm. Wiener. 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 Everything my wiener belonging. All right, Grandpa Joe.
Well, they need to show the Channel 8 wiener again.
Well, maybe Dale will run it like it's part of a Christmas package.
Yeah, run
it at the end of Thank God for Kids.
They ought to, like, digitize a little bow around it or something, you know?
Thank God for wieners.
And we're going to give $50 to a good wiener.
For a good wiener from that guy.
Thank God for Dawn.
Poor Dale.
His dong.
What?
His dong.
Boy, you could see it too.
Right off the car, not the wiener.
It's The Hard Line, featuring Mike Reiner.
What do you want to get into?
What are we doing?
Greg the Hammer Williams. Also starring Danny Paul, Kevin Scott, Psycho Dave, and Corby Davidson as the Cobra. So sit back, relax, because it's time for America's favorite sports show, The Hard Line.
3, 2, and 1. Kick it.
Is the time. 24 minutes past 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. The tuner is affixed to America's favorite radio station, Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. This is The Hard Line. I would be Mike Reiner.
I would be Greg Williams.
Warmest greetings, tickheads and ticket chicks. Everybody heave to, trice up. It is another 4 hours of sports and all that that implies with you. Emanating today from Denton, we are live from Fat Daddy's. I'm up here in Denton today. Now, I'm assuming that anybody who might be indigenous to this part of the world is going to know where Fat Daddy's is, right?
Maybe not. Maybe they don't know.
Well, why don't you tell them then?
It's on Mulberry Street. 111 Mulberry Street, right off Fort Worth Drive.
Now, is this where we were before when we were here?
Oh, no. We were down on almost on campus.
Oh, we were?
We were down off Avenue A and Hickory.
Were we near? Where?
Yeah,
were we near?
Fry Street. Yeah, we were. Fry Street. Some good memories out there.
Well, today we are not near Fry Street.
That's right.
We are here, wherever we are today, Fat Daddy's.
We're close to downtown Denton.
Oh, we are?
Yeah, where the courthouse is.
So this is not really the happening campus area or anything like that?
It's close, not really.
Okay.
But then usually the campus area is not really happening anymore.
Oh, it's not?
No, I don't think so. Or it used to not be. Maybe it is now.
Well, what do I know? I went to UTA. They don't even have a campus.
Didn't you have a swim through here,
Mike
though?
Reiner.
One semester I did in the summertime when David Hatchett put me on KNTU.
How'd that work out for you?
Worked out okay, I guess.
Doesn't seem to
hurt
you.
Yeah, I don't remember too much about it. It worked out all right, I guess. I don't know. I couldn't tell you one thing about it except it was a long drive up here every day. especially when you're trying to make it drunk, as I was. So, well, anyway, we have a big undertaking on our hands today, and I don't know how you party revelers in here are going to enjoy this. This might not suit the general tone of the day, but nevertheless, it's basically what we have planned, and it's kind of too late to duck out of it now, so we're going to roll with it, and if it doesn't suit your particular frame of mind at the time, then c'est la vie, I guess.
Hey, as drunk as they are, we could talk about crocheting, and they wouldn't know the difference.
I mean, you can go out there, you can go down the street, you can go over to Fry Street or wherever.
Fry Street.
But we're going to mix in a number of things. But at what, 4 o'clock?
4 o'clock, yes.
4 o'clock, we're going to be...
3:50 if you want to get real technical.
3:50, we're going to be joined by Steve Everhart, the curator of the website historyofcliff.com, because I don't know if you youngsters know this, but tomorrow is the anniversary of JFK blown away. What else do I have to say? And that's a big deal around this part of the world. So we're going to listen to some of the original audio of that day, exactly as it came down on the mighty 1190. Steve has been kind enough to bring a lot of that stuff up to the mothership, and we will hear it, the events of the day, just as it came down 40 years ago tomorrow.
Hmm. He's a North Texas grad.
Yes, he is. In fact, when we told him we were going to be at Fat Daddy's, he pretty much knew exactly what we were talking about, did he not?
Cool.
Believe so.
Yeah. So we're going to be doing that. We'll be getting into a little concert calendar. Might try to work in a little E-News as we go. Probably talking a little TCU, maybe a little Mavericks. We'll just fit all that stuff in around Steve and what he brings to the party. But
Michael Irvin at 6:10.
Yes, Michael Irvin will join us at 6:10 for this week's Michael Irvin show. So that will basically be it. We'll keep Steve as long as he can stay or as long as we deem it necessary, just whichever that rolls out. And that'll be coming down here in just a few minutes. So sit tight for that. That should be some really interesting stuff. What shall we do next? What is on the plate otherwise next? You want to talk a little TCU football and tell us about how... Tell us about just what the status of that BCS bubble might be right now.
Sure, why not?
All right, we'll get into that next. It is 3:30. This is Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.